Connecticut is the first state in the nation to prohibit school staff from suggesting to parents that they consider psychotropic drugs such as Ritalin to manage children's behavior. Connecticut legislators were concerned about the numbers of school-aged children being treated for ADHD, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. From member station WNPR, Diane Orson reports.
Sheila Matthews says the phone began ringing when her son was in kindergarten. Teachers said he was disruptive and wouldn't follow directions. In first grade, things got worse. Then one day, the school psychologist told Matthews that her son had ADHD, a condition of the brain which makes it difficult for children to control their behavior in social settings.
She gave me this information on attention deficit disorder and told me that research shows that if you do not medicate your child will self-medicate. And I said to her, exactly what do you mean by that? And she said, the children will be drug users.
Matthew says the school was wrong about her son, and she believes that schools have no right to diagnose or recommend treatments for children. Connecticut lawmakers voted unanimously to prohibit all school staff from even mentioning psychotropic drugs to parents. They may suggest that parents seek further medical evaluation for children, but they may not initiate discussion about drugs. Republican State Representative Lenny Winkler sponsored Connecticut's bill after hearing from Sheila Matthews and other parents. She's an emergency room nurse in Groton, Connecticut.
I began to get telephone calls from parents saying they were told by school personnel that their child needed to be placed on a psychotropic drug. In some situations, parents were told that if they did not place their child on a psychotropic drug, the child would not be allowed to attend school.
The Connecticut Education Association hasn't taken a position on the law, but President Rosemary Coyle says it's never been teachers' responsibility to prescribe medication, and she doesn't believe they've tried to.
I believe this legislation is the same practice teachers and school systems have always followed concerning the issue of medication for children.
Last year, doctors wrote almost 20 million monthly prescriptions, and the numbers are increasing. ADHD is considered one of the most common chronic conditions of childhood. Dr. Martin Stein helped develop the American Academy of Pediatrics guidelines on ADHD. The Academy supports the use of drug treatment, and Stein says it's critical that doctors work closely with school staff to make an accurate diagnosis.
The behaviors and the academic underachievement that are apparent in the school classroom may be caused by a variety of problems, and ADHD being only one of them. In addition, not all children with ADHD will either benefit or require medication.
Some critics question whether legislation is the appropriate response. Dr. Daniel Lieberman, director of outpatient psychiatry at George Washington University, says he's concerned that the law may inhibit teachers from speaking freely about sick children.
In some ways, this reminds me of the gag rules that doctors used to be under, in which health maintenance organizations would prohibit them from talking about certain kinds of medical options. I just get very concerned any time there is an abridgment of the kind of speech that people can use in professional situations.
Lenny Winkler says the law doesn't prevent a school district representative from advising parents to have their children evaluated by a doctor. Similar laws are also under consideration in Arizona, Illinois, New York, New Jersey, and Utah. For NPR News, I'm Diane Orson in New Haven, Connecticut.